Hey. Okay, so what he said is right now he's triggering an email. He's going to trigger an email, and if it's a valid Google Guarantee account, then you're going to receive an email. It's going to be a request for access right away to the email address that Google Guarantee account is associated with.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to go ahead and trigger that now, and then we'll give it a couple of minutes, and we should know pretty quickly because it'll tell us. It'll t if you get it, then we know that it's a Google Guarantee account. If you don't get it, then it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
That email, right? That's connected to the.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that they had to do something different, but I was wrong. Sometimes I've seen them have to try to contact our rep at Google to see if there's any way. But let me see. I'm just waiting for him to respond once he gets in there and does it.
Okay, yes, I got it right here.
You did? Okay.
It does say
Awesome.
pending request to link your account.
Okay. That's fantastic. Yay, we can finally do it for you. I'm so happy for that. Yours is like one of the longest cases that I've ever chased. Like we're darn near into the whole first quarter of the year, and I've been chasing it since like November.
Right.
Like that's crazy good. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Okay, yes, he got it. Yes, he got it. I will schedule the CI and process payment. Get him over to you ASAP. Perfect. Okay, so now that that is done, I'm so glad they know and hear that. Let me just review a couple of things really quickly here, going over some stuff. Okay, so what they have done with your vertical, so interior cleaning pros, primarily for pressure washing. Are you also offering window cleaning,
Yes.
skylight cleaning? Perfect. Okay. And then for your thing here, I have. Okay. I will. Okay. He said to let us know once you grant access so that he can check the account. So once you go into that email and you grant us the access, just let me know, okay?
Okay. Confirm.
Now, we have a card on file, a MasterCard ending in 9975. Do I have your permission to charge that card for the 250 transfer fee?
Yeah, let me confirm which card that is.
It's the one that we have on file that we've been charging.
Oh, is it Master, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If it's the Master, yeah, that's fine. I was going to use credit, but might as well.
I can switch it out if you prefer. I can like, pull this card number off, and we can charge the credit card for the one time, and then I can put this card back on for reoccurring if you want.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Okay, let me pull it. Give me one sec. Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
Yeah, so it's going to be 4147 0992 5149 6541.
Expiration month and year?
Yes, it's 0928.
3-digit code on the back?
441.
Okay. And the city you were born in?
Los Banos, California.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and change this out real quick. Then you'll see the invoice come through. It's going to be labeled LSA application fee. And that, of course, as you know, is 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes or quarterly, however you choose to do that. And that invoice is going to come through. It will also be available through your local / client dashboard. Let me go ahead and do this. Okay, and I'm going to go back and change. You want the all future payments for local / the 149 to go back to the MasterCard, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay. That's updated. Okay. Did you already grant him access?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Let me see. When shall I schedule the CI? When do you want it? Are you busy this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be doing a job later on.
Okay. About what time?
So it's because it started raining and we're going to clean gutters. So the lady can come by around 11. And then
Okay. Well, the conversation for the onboarding only takes a few minutes. I'm trying to see if he has time now so we could go ahead and knock it out for you if you want, unless you want me to schedule it for later on.
Yeah, I mean, if he is available right now, that's perfect. Later, I mean, I'll be driving. But it would be around until about 11:30. Then I would get to the appointment, and then after that, probably be there 2 hours. So I'd be out at 1:30.
Right.
And then I do have an appointment at 2:45. So between 1:45 maybe as well. All
more right.
It's the only best thing. You would be right now or next hour. Yeah.
Let me just
next hour.
And really quick and see. Hold on a moment. Okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, so there's no license requirement for your vertical, right?
Not sure what that
Like, do you have a business license?
Yeah, license, insurance, workers' comp.
Okay, that's the insurance, but license, like, do you have a business license, yes?
Yes, but it is under my, because we have two business things.
Okay. Well, it's not, I mean, you already have the Google Guarantee ad, so it's fine. But they're just, I'm just pulling this information. Give me just a second. Okay.
Yeah. License, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's just one of them is a DBA and the other one is a LLC. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just double checking a couple of things because he likes to have access before he does client onboarding, which again, it doesn't take very long. We just like to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row so we can get working on stuff as quickly as possible for you. Okay, let me go ahead and do this. I'm getting all these little numbers in. I have to say that went faster than I thought it was gonna. Okay. All right, here we go. So you guys are seeing a lot of rain up there?
Yeah. I was gone for a week. I left to Hawaii for a week, so I was gone.
Nice.
But I got back, and so I got back to the cold weather. But I didn't even know it was really going to rain today, but I guess we had given a call to a customer, let them know we're going to be there in an hour, and they said it's raining over here on this side. I don't know if you guys want to come back in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be on the roof or anything while it's raining.
Yeah.
But yeah. Scheduled for a little later, so.
Wow.
So, which is good, that way we're able to talk right now.
Right. Okay. He's double checking to make sure that we have the access. And then, I mean, we can always schedule it for tomorrow, too, if that's better, you know. I'm just, like, I know that you have the time right now, so if we can, without it causing too much problem, that would be great.
Yeah, however, depends. If they're not available right in the instant, then we could schedule tomorrow, for sure.
Okay.
I'll have time.
Okay.
Tomorrow I don't really work. I'm really just submitting quotes. So I'll be just sitting in the office.
Yeah, so let's just do it for tomorrow then there's no rush and we know that you have the time. So what time tomorrow would you like your appointment? We block off 30-minute increments.
So then just confirm I don't have any appointment. Pretty much any time around this time tomorrow is fine.
Perfect. We'll do between 10 and 10:30 for you tomorrow. You'll see the email come through. It'll say GG onboarding, CI for client interview, EN for English, and then it will have your phone number and your name there. And then we'll just go ahead and I'll introduce you to your onboarding agent and we'll get that squared away. Again, the conversation is super quick, okay?
Okay.
All right, Christopher. I'm super excited to share this with Shalette. I know she's been waiting for this one to come through, and I'm really proud of all your hard work to make it happen, too.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a trouble at first. But
that's okay. Teamwork, right? We made it happen together.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your help.
You're so welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.